So welcome to Bitendo, our new Nintendo-centric B10 podcast, where we talk about all things Wii U and 3DS and whatever else Nintendo has in the works. Have you been keeping up with Dan Adelman, I think that's how you pronounce his name, the former Nintendo indie boss, Jess?
Yeah, he has a lot of interesting tweets the last few days.
Yeah, definitely. And his Ask FM, people are asking him questions, he's answering pretty much everything. It's really cool. But yeah, he had been working at Nintendo, bringing over indie games since 2005, and he said he left because they no longer really need him, since everyone gets that indie games are important now, and so he doesn't feel that he was a necessary part of that anymore. But yeah, it's really interesting because he was, he had planned to bring, or he had negotiated bringing Grim Fandango over to the Wii U, like I guess not Wii U then, but I guess it would have been the Wii 7 or 8 years ago. And PlayStation ended up with it exclusively, aside from PC, I guess.
That doesn't really break my heart, though.
Why?
I was never a fan of Grim Fandango.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that they couldn't negotiate it to Nintendo doesn't really break my heart. Although it is sad to see a game like that not go to Nintendo.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's so, like, highly critically acclaimed. And plus, I think it would have... A lot of people have been saying that it would have been perfect for the gamepad. I've never played Grim Fandango. I'm waiting for the HD remake now. But that's... That's what people have been saying. Then again, Wii U owners seem to say that about everything right now, just because everyone wants games. And I can't say I blame anyone, because I want games too. So what have you been playing on your Wii U, Jess? Have you been playing anything on Nintendo?
A little Mario Kart.
Okay.
That's basically been it. I've unfortunately been focused on either work or my PlayStation 4.
Yeah, I have been too. And I just got Dead Rising 3 from Gamefly, so I'm going to try that out on Xbox, but I haven't really... I've been ignoring my Wii U, and I feel bad about it, because... So I've moved my PS4 and Xbox One to the left side of the room, and Wii U is all alone on the right side now, and I feel sorry for him.
That's mean.
No, it's not even... Well, see, I have headphones that I have to have on the same side of the room as the other ones, and the Wii U doesn't support the headphones, so it doesn't matter where I put that.
But the Wii U just likes to be different.
It
tries to stand out from the crowd.
It does. He's an outcast, but I love him. So I recently bought Assassin's Creed 3 on the Wii U, but I haven't played it, nor will I ever probably play it. I don't know why I bought it. But it was on eBay, and it was $10, so I was like, why not?
It was pretty good. I've played through the third Assassin's Creed on Wii U, and it's good. I mean... I don't play Assassin's Creed on Wii U much, so...
Yeah.
Connor's the worst assassin.
What?
Connor's, like, the worst assassin.
Yeah, so, yeah, he's a really one-dimensional character, and I had actually played Assassin's Creed 3 before. I didn't finish it, but I had played it on PC, and I never actually bought it. So it was, like, a demo. So I moved on and tried to play it on Wii U, but... as I had heard before, there are a lot of technical issues in the console versions of the game that weren't there in the PC version, which is unfortunate because, like, the frame rate is choppy and, I don't know, it's not as enjoyable to play as Assassin's Creed 4 anyway, which I still haven't finished either.
So. Assassin's Creed 3 is the only one I've never finished the game for.
I don't think I've finished any of them. I just play them about halfway through, and then I never finish them because the next one comes out before I even get the chance.
3 just took so long for things to progress when it started off.
Yeah.
I got bored. I'm like, I don't want to keep doing this.
Yeah.
So I just jumped to Assassin's Creed 4, and then that made sense.
Yeah, so at the beginning, it gives you this super long tutorial that is just not necessary, because everyone before Assassin's Creed 3 had come out, there were like four other games. So why did I need why would anyone need to have like that tutorial when in most cases you can just figure it out on your own anyway, even if you hadn't played one before.
Yeah.
Oh, should have
But I'm
skipped it.
glad that with Black Flag I got to just jump in, and I would like to finish that game eventually. But
True.
I haven't really been playing much on Wii U. But what is going on the eShop right now?
Call of Duty Black Ops 2 finally got a DLC pack on Wii U.
Hooray!
Two years after the game came out.
Yay! I really don't care.
I don't care either, but that's like the big story for Wii U.
Yeah, that's
Call
sad.
of Duty.
Yeah.
There really isn't a whole lot happening this week.
No. Besides Dan Adelman, like there haven't been any Nintendo related headlines
Not really.
recently.
No.
Something came out on Bayonetta 2, I believe. IGN did a video preview. I haven't watched it yet though. So
Yeah,
we can't really
Nintendo
discuss
Life.
it.
Nintendo Life has like 40 minutes worth of gameplay uploaded, so you can watch it.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to watch it. I kind of want to jump in like surprised, but that's
Did
just
you ever
me.
play the first Bayonetta?
No, that's why I'm excited for it, because I get to play
Okay.
both on Wii U.
Bayonetta is an acquired taste game.
Is it really? So I thought it was just like Devil May Cry, but with
It
a
is, but
woman.
there's a lot of like you know what? I won't ruin it for you. I just know
Yeah.
that when it came out on PlayStation, I know plenty of friends of mine bought it, and you either liked it or you hated it. There wasn't really like a middle ground
Yeah,
with Bayonetta.
I really like fast-paced action games, and I love Devil May Cry, so I was hoping I'd like this. But if I don't, oh well.
If you don't, you're
At
just going to
least I'm
say good
supporting
things anyway.
Nintendo.
Yeah. You can only say good things because it's the only game you're going to get, really.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Super Smash Bros. Is coming out.
Watch Dogs is still coming out.
It is. I'm not buying it though. I sold it the first time. And I'm not afraid to admit that because I did not get into that game.
I have yet to finish it.
Especially after reading the someone did like a parody script online that pointed out everything wrong with the story, and it messed me up even more because oh my God, the writing is so bad in that game.
It really is. The
But it
attention
broke
to detail.
records. What was that?
I said it broke records.
Yeah, it broke sales records. That doesn't mean too much anymore, though. Call of Duty seems to sell well every year, despite its terrible campaigns.
Oh yeah. It's 'cause of parents.
Yeah, it is. It's all their faults. I blame the parents for
I
everything
blame
that goes wrong. That's why the Wii U isn't selling.
I blame
It is selling though, so that's good.
Selling fantastic. Don't make fun of it.
Yeah, I was just kidding. Yeah, but the Wii U is still ahead of Xbox One in terms of sales. I'm a part of different Facebook groups online, and the podcast Unlock group that I'm a part of, which is IGN's Xbox podcast. They were talking about how long it would be before Xbox One surpasses the Wii U, but Xbox One hasn't been selling well at all.
It
Like,
sucks.
I don't think so. At least not in the past few months. After the first month, when it was the fastest selling console of all time, then sales really started to slow down.
It basically is at where the Wii U was at like a year ago.
Yeah. I remember when 5 million shipped back in March, and now I think it's only now that 5 million have been actually sold.
Yeah, I'm looking at the latest hardware numbers, and it's pathetic how bad Xbox One's doing.
Yeah, and a lot of that seems to be due to E3 2013, when the marketing was like there was a lot of mixed messaging going on. And that has still seems to be affecting them, because some people I know still don't know that Xbox One does play used games and doesn't require an online sign-in every 24 hours.
Which that could pot was like the greatest thing for Nintendo because Nintendo screwed up with the Wii U launch and all sort of stuff like that in the games.
Yeah, I remember they, I think they tweeted out last year that Xbox, or they said that Wii U still plays used games despite the others not.
Yeah, but like that was the greatest thing for Nintendo, because if Microsoft actually did a good showing, it could have like sunk it completely. But because Microsoft blew it horribly, Nintendo's still alive.
Yeah. And it's kind of a shame, because I thought Microsoft and between Microsoft and Nintendo this year, I think those two were the best showings at E3, and PlayStation still seems to be selling the best.
Yeah.
And I thought they had a weaker conference this year.
Yeah, I think the PlayStation will eventually slow down in sales, but they've just got a lot of decent stuff so far.
Yeah.
For it, I think come fall,
a lot of great indie stuff on PlayStation.
Wii U's gonna get it too.
But I think everything else is lacking, is what I was gonna say.
Yeah.
Like, with Wii U, like, we have these huge hits like Mario Kart and The Legend of Zelda game that's coming out next year, and Bayonetta and Super Smash Bros. But on PlayStation it feels like I'm just getting ports of last year's stuff. Which is fine, I guess, but I had a PS3.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not that great. I think Wii U needs to do that. That's what Nintendo needs to do.
I think they do, too, in addition to their stuff that they have now. In addition to new stuff, I'd love to see, like what you said, Super Mario Galaxy 1 and 2 HD. I didn't want to play... I tried to play Super Mario Galaxy recently, and just the motion control stuff, I don't want to do that anymore. I'm over that, so I'm going to hope... for an HD remake with pro controller support, so I can just use that instead.
I would assume they would do that. It just seems like the logical next step.
Yeah, certainly.
But Gabe, you did make a good point last week's podcast. Remember how you made fun of the Wii U's name? It was a horrible name.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you like that the indie boss came out and is like, yeah, the name was just horrible.
Yeah, he said that it probably cut sales in half just because of the name. So what should the Wii U name have been instead?
Anything that didn't involve Wii in it?
I agree.
I mean, it might sound that silly or
simple, thought they should have brought the Nintendo Revolution name back from the original codename of the Wii.
But this one wasn't as much of a revolution.
Yeah, but it's a marketing buzzword that would have done a lot better than the Wii U.
Yeah, but remember... years ago, they did an interview, and Revolution doesn't translate correctly into Japanese, so that's why they didn't go with it for Wii.
Oh, that makes sense.
Because the translation, Wii could be used all around the world, whereas Revolution would have to be like 12 words in Japanese.
Yeah, that's understandable then. I don't know what they would go with, but just, they should.
Yeah.
People think it's the Wii. People think it's the Wii with a tablet controller that you can buy separately. So, I think if they marketed it better, if they had more commercials on TV or online or something, that explained that it's a totally different thing, I don't think the Wii U name would matter. I don't think that would be a concern as much as it is now, where I don't see any advertising for the Wii U.
They did, like, a week or two for Mario Kart, and then nothing.
Yeah, and the McDonald's toys that, for Mario Kart that was a great idea. But then, there's nothing after that.
I mean, even Microsoft had, recently for Xbox One, even though they don't have many games, they showed off a commercial, I saw it just last night, for Sunset Overdrive, the Master Chief Collection.
Was it the one was it the one with Rocky, the Rocky quote in the background? From Rocky VI?
No, this was just a standard, just game trailer thrown together mix. But at least Xbox, look, they don't have a lot going, but they're advertising.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And they're at... Okay, so they're doing it in an evil... in a kind of evil way, where they're advertising games that have exclusive content as exclusives.
Yeah.
So, like, the best games are on Xbox campaign that they're doing right now. They're showing off Assassin's Creed Unity and Call of Duty Advanced Warfare... kind of as exclusives. It's kind of leading consumers on to think it's an exclusive, but they just have timed exclusive DLC.
Yeah.
but
I don't really see that commercial doing a whole heck of a lot in terms of sales for them. I mean,
yeah,
like you said, the games are for multi-platforms. The only one that they didn't show was that isn't is for Master Chief and Sunset Overdrive.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. Nintendo needs to do that, but it's nice at least that someone from Nintendo that worked there recognized that the name was horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. It is bad. But he was banned from Twitter because I remember this too. I think it was last year when he was tweeting about the 3DS region lock and he was complaining about it. And then they were like, nope, you can't have Twitter anymore. So
yeah, you can't say bad things about the company you work for.
Even though Jess does it all the time.
I do it all the time.
You're such a hypocrite.
Luckily, I'm not high enough where I work, where my opinion amounts to anything.
Yeah, that's true.
But
so
still,
you're the indie boss, and you're the QA boss.
I just love being negative in that way. Thank you, Gabe. Thank you.
So, do you think Nintendo should have some kind of subscription where you get like, let me put this into context. So EA has launched this beta for EA Access on Xbox One, where you can pay $30 and get access to all of these, I guess it's like 4 games right now, but they're going to add more later, that are in the vault. So that's $30 a year. Do you think Nintendo should also implement some kind of subscription fee to maybe access all of the virtual console games on Wii U? Similar to maybe PlayStation Plus or something like that.
I need to hear more about EA's one, because I feel like there's a giant catch to why they're offering it before
what
I would
EA?
Have an opinion.
I've been looking into it, and I don't want any of those games that are on there, but that's why I haven't even tried it out yet. There's a beta that I can get into, but I don't really want to right now.
Yeah, and realize, Gabe, it's EA. They will screw you some way or another.
Like the Sims game.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's true.
So
I don't know what the deal is. I think it gets people to play these games, and then they want you to buy the DLC for them, like with Battlefield and everything else. I think is a sports game. So I don't care about Battlefield or sports, but that's just me.
It just seems like there'd be a catch to it, because if I'm paying $30 a year and yet you're giving me full games to play, what incentive is there for me to buy your game?
Yeah, well, they're not. I don't think they're going to add every game. I don't think
it's not. I know it's not full games. Yeah.
When Madden 15 comes out, I don't think they're going to add that to the vault. I think they're going to keep Madden 25, and that's why they're going to. That's how they're going to get people to buy their new games.
Yeah, I don't know. Should Nintendo do something like that? Maybe, but they're not going to for virtual console. It doesn't.
Yeah, well, for something. I don't know. I think they need some kind of like PlayStation Plus incentive. I love going on PlayStation every week on the store and seeing that a game I've been wanting for a while is on sale for like $5. That's awesome. I would like to see something like that from Nintendo. I don't think their sales, their weekly sales are that strong where I am incentivized to like buy games every week for Nintendo platforms. And you know, I think a subscription fee would help them out in that sense.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think the virtual console they're not going to touch.
Yeah.
Probably. I just don't see that happening. And they do need to do better with their weekly sales, cuz those are horrible.
Yeah.
Do you know what's on sale right now for Wii U? Their weekly sale?
What?
Two titles, Trine 2, which came out 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And then some other, like, something, Internal Inferno or something.
Little Inferno?
Yeah, Little Inferno, whatever it's... Whatever.
See,
the game's
well,
called.
those are still good games, but... And it's better than what Xbox is, or what's on Xbox One right now. And the sale for this week, I believe, is Angry Birds.
Oh my god.
Angry Birds Star Wars is on sale for, like, $25.
Oh my god.
A game you can get for free on an iPhone.
Yeah.
That's great. That's just
That's so
wow.
Terrible. But Yeah, I would like to see more PlayStation-like sales on Wii U and on Xbox because, PlayStation's kind of leading the pack there. Where I just picked up Injustice and Batman Arkham Origins Blackgate a couple weeks ago for $8 altogether. And this week I've picked up Dragon's Crown, Metrico, Road Not Taken, all of these for free. And I don't remember what else, but Proteus. So all these games were free, and I will likely never play most of them, but still, they were free.
Good to have.
See, Sony's just doing the Steam thing. Steam
Yeah.
goes on sale, and you're like, I have to get that game. And you will never play it, and you probably already own two versions of the game already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But because they throw it down to like $1.99, you're suddenly like, I have to buy it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I did with Arkham Origins Blackgate. I already owned that game at one point, but I sold it, so I bought it again for $4. So
It.
it's $4 out the window, I guess. I'm gonna miss those $4.
You get about four packs of gum.
I know. I should have too.
Trident layers.
I wish I got paid in gum.
I can ship you gum. Okay.
Actually, I do get paid in gum. It's not a joke. Jess pays me.
In gum?
Oh.
Yeah.
I haven't been doing that for a while, Gabe. Come on.
So, anything else Nintendo related going on, or something you would like to talk about?
How Wii U's awesome? No. No, I know you saw it, Gabe, on Facebook. IGN
Yeah.
did a great article about
Oh,
Wii
yeah,
U.
I did read that.
Right? That is probably the perfect, and I know Savani doesn't like me or anything, so she won't read it. But last week he asked why I love Wii U, and that article summed it up perfectly. Because it's like, yeah, if I want to play mature games and this and that, I focus on Xbox and PlayStation, but Nintendo always has that nostalgia that brings you back to this colorful, bright, fun games that you always grew up loving.
Yeah. Also, something I'd like to add to that is Nintendo games, unlike on other platforms, support local multiplayer for the most part. And that's something they should really push in their marketing because no one, like, everyone I know wants to sit on the couch and play with their friends, not play online with other people. I don't care to play online with other people. If I
They
can
all suck.
avoid online multiplayer, I do. So that's really something Nintendo should push. I love sitting at home with a friend and or inviting a friend over and playing Mario Kart. But that option isn't available on other platforms. So Nintendo should push that. They should also push that they're the only system with true backwards compatibility right now. Also the what you were saying is those simple like different experiences are also unique to Nintendo and maybe indie games. But no one's really Microsoft and Sony and other major publishers aren't really doing anything interesting or unique right now with their software. They're focusing, I think, too much on powerful hardware.
Yep.
Yeah, and I think that when you eliminate Nintendo, Sony and Microsoft doesn't really do many games that can transcend generations.
Yeah.
So they'll make games that are really good games for, like teenagers and adults, people that
Yeah.
want these darker, grittier games. But they don't really do a great job at making a game that, an 8-year-old can play with his 45-year-old father, or
Yeah,
whatever the
if
case
you
might. Call of
yeah,
Duty.
if you filter the Xbox One and PS4 library by rating and put it to like an E rating, I think most of the games are sports games and like maybe racing games. So there aren't, yeah, like you said, there isn't really much for kids or for families besides Knack.
Call of
No,
Duty.
but that's one thing that Nintendo does great at is the fact that
Yeah.
they make a game that isn't, and it's unfair to call Nintendo's consoles kiddie or casual. They make a game that can work for an 8-year-old
Yeah.
or a 48-year-old and
Yeah.
all ages in between.
Yeah, and the themes may be kind of childish, but also the mechanics are what matters, I think. And Nintendo's mechanics are they make games difficult. And they don't ease up on gamers, except with a few titles like Kirby maybe. But like with the Mario games, I struggle as an adult trying to play these games, so
I struggle with Pokemon.
I struggle with Pokemon too. That's why I cheat.
Oh,
I don't play Pokemon unless I can cheat. It's so fun to cheat on Pokemon though. That's the only game it's fun to cheat in.
like to walk on water.
Because I like to catch them all unfairly. And then deal them to young kids.
My God, you're like a Pokemon dealer. You should.
I am. I used to be, like back in middle school, I used to deal
Oh.
Pokemon, and I was the most uncool eighth grader ever. Yeah,
Oh my gosh, so you would deal out those Jigglypuffs?
no, Shaymin. I remember I had like 100 Shaymin, and I would just trade them out to everyone.
Shane was so cute. That was one of my favorites.
Yeah, it was cute. I like the, what is it, the flying form, I think it was called.
Oh, that one. It looked like a dog.
Yeah, I like that one though. It was cool.
I don't
The
even know what.
other Shaymin looked like a Bulbasaur.
Look like a hedgehog.
That's true, it did. Hedgehogs are awesome. Except
Yeah.
Sonic.
Hey, don't
Sonic!
smash Sonic.
I get it. Don't smash Sonic, because he's gonna be in Smash. Yeah.
I make jokes from time to time.
So you
Sometimes.
excited for that Sonic Boom, Jess?
Absolutely, I'm gonna have to buy it day one, otherwise Sega will stop supporting Wii U.
That's one I'm not gonna buy. I don't want any more Sonic games like that on a Nintendo platform. I gladly bought Lost World, but even though it was mediocre, I gladly bought it, but
Yeah.
I don't want them to change the art style drastically like they have with Sonic Boom. It's kind of horrifying.
You mean you don't want Sonic put in like the world of Uncharted?
No, and I also don't want Knuckles to be on roids.
They're just going back to how Sonic originally was way back before it was released on the Genesis, when he was like this rock guitarist with a girlfriend with the biggest double D's in the world, and
Yeah.
that's how it was. I think they're trying. I don't know. Sonic Boom, I'm just going to buy it because I feel like I have to.
Yeah.
Not because I want to, I have to do it.
Yeah,
Have to.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get
I
it, but
can't
I'm not
complain to
getting it.
Sega, you're not supporting us if I don't buy any of their games.
Yeah, I'll just tweet at them and tell them to not make any more games like that, and to just make more Sonic Colors or Generations.
It's the same reason why I bought Angry Birds Trilogy and Angry Birds Star Wars for Wii U. I
Oh
have to
God,
buy
why did
that
you do
crap.
that?
I didn't actually. I feel
Okay.
I have to buy that
So,
crap.
you know you can't even get those games for Wii U digitally? Or maybe you can now, but I know like a year ago you couldn't. You could only buy the Angry Birds games physically for Wii U.
You still
Only on
can't.
disc.
Half of the launch title Wii U games you
Yeah?
cannot buy digitally. And the explanations given make no sense.
Yeah. Wasn't
Right?
Mass Effect 3 one of those too?
Yeah, it doesn't have a digital release. None of the Call of Duty games have a digital release.
Yeah. I think it makes more sense for those games though, but for Angry Birds, that's a game that was made to be played on an iPhone. It was made to be
It's
played digitally.
$30 on Wii U.
Yeah. Instead of free.
Who the crap is paying $30 for a free game?
Don't
Parents.
know.
Me.
You.
I have.
Actually, one of my cousins bought
I'm
Angry Birds on
serious.
the
I have to
3DS.
support Wii U somehow.
Oh
Did
my
you really?
God.
Yeah, one of my cousins did. He showed it to me. He was like, "This is such a cool game." And he's older than me. And I was like, "What? That game's not that cool."
I've lost respect for your cousin now.
Well, he didn't
What?
have a phone, so maybe he didn't know about Angry Birds. I don't know how you
How
could
do
not
you
know.
not know about Angry
I don't
Birds? It was
know.
everywhere.
I don't know. Maybe he just avoided it.
I mean, I know about.
Like I wish I could.
Like, I know about that Kim Kardashian crap game on
Oh my God, my
iPhones and
sister
Android.
plays that. Kill
I play
me.
it! Oh my God!
See, I don't play it, but I know about it.
I don't
I
want to know
play
about it.
it. I know it
I am an A-list
exists. It's
celebrity.
making more money than Nintendo will make this year.
You know what? Don't say stuff like that.
I'm just saying it's the sad state of the industry.
I'm not.
Hey, that's free to play for you.
Oh God, I hate free to play. Oh, what about that BioShock on iOS?
That is the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
So ready for it to not come to Wii U. No, really, why can't you bring it to a platform like Wii U or Vita or something else that is not on that has buttons?
Come on, Gabe, we know what the underlying thing is. You want it for Vita.
I want it for Vita, right? Yeah.
Don't try to pull Wii U into this. You and I both know you only want it for Vita.
I'd buy it on Wii U for $10.
Well, anyone would buy it for Wii U.
Yeah. I'd buy it again. That'd be my third time owning it.
But 2K hates Wii U, so that'll never happen.
Yeah.
Can you name how many 2K games are on Wii U?
Zero?
No. Absolutely none.
Yeah. So ready for Borderlands the pre-sequel.
Which is funny, because Gearbox wanted to make Borderlands 2 for Wii U.
I know, that made me upset when the pre-sequel was not announced for Wii U. Guess what, I'm not buying it then, same with Assassin's Creed Rogue. Because I'm ditching my old consoles. I'm ready to move on.
IGN's article this morning about Rogue. It's only single player. There's nothing else going to be added to it.
That's stupid.
How is that not just a giant middle finger to people?
I don't know. I don't care about multiplayer.
No. I'm just saying you're taking
the base
game.
The single player game looks like what you said. It looks like it's very bare. At this point,
yeah, they basically just want to make as much money as possible. They're turning into EA.
Yeah.
See, I'm trash talking EA. Right?
Yeah. So the one thing I like about Ubisoft is that they make these huge games and people buy them, and they use that money to make these smaller titles that are awesome, like Valiant Hearts or Child of Light, or Rayman Legends.
But don't you dare make a female protagonist in one of their games.
Except there is one in Rayman Legends, and there is one and Child of Light has a female protagonist.
Yeah, but don't put it in Assassin's Creed.
Makes me angry.
And Assassin's Creed 3 Liberation had a female protagonist.
That was just a bad game.
It wasn't that bad. It just had technical issues, just like the just like Assassin's Creed 3. That was its biggest fault. Because the game itself was actually pretty enjoyable. Except for the frame rate was not enjoyable. That was awful.
On a completely different side note, with speaking of frame rate and issues, how far along in Last of Us are you, Gabe? Have you gotten any further in the game?
I just finished it last night.
You suck.
Yay!
I discovered a game-breaking glitch in it.
Yes?
And I sent it into Kotoku this morning. There's a boss battle that you do with David in the tavern.
Yeah.
Turns out I didn't recognize I had to go to the main entrance of the place and open a door, so I tried going through a window.
Yeah.
Turns out I crashed my PlayStation going through the window because...
Oh my god, did you save the video?
Yeah, I was recording
it. That's awesome.
Because I went through this issue once before when I tried going through this window in one of the kitchen areas, and it suddenly blacked out my screen, and it went all weird, and then it just reset, and I'm like, that's weird. So I recorded it, and I'm like, well, let's see if it happens again, and it does every time.
Yeah.
So
crazy.
I know it's a side note, but, you know, at least Nintendo doesn't do that with their games.
Yeah, well, that's weird, because there are a lot of glitches and bugs in The Last of Us Remastered that weren't even there in the original PS3 title.
Yeah, you don't see, like, playing Super Mario 3D World and suddenly Mario's, you know, thrown off a cliff somewhere that doesn't make sense, or...
Yeah, their games are very polished.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I did enjoy The Last of Us Remastered. I had to review it for a different site, so check that out when I'm finally allowed to talk about that.
Insert where it's at.
Yeah, I can't yet. But,
Why?
Yeah, I can't talk about it yet. I'm not supposed
to. That sucks.
But it's going to be up in like a week, so, or two, maybe.
Gabe, you know how my life is like.
Yeah, I do know how your life is like now. Where you have to keep everything a secret. I don't know what Mass Effect 4 you're working on or anything.
I love that I always like give you guys hints on things I'm working on. You're like, can you tell us more? No. Here you get to do the same thing back. So, Gabe, What about this website you're writing for? I can't tell you anything.
Yeah, well, I haven't signed anything,
fine.
So technically I can, legally, but I think I would get fired, so I don't want to do that.
That's true.
Yeah. But yeah, I think The Last of Us Remastered was a good game. I think Nintendo makes good games. I think a lot of things are good. A lot of good things going on.
Thank you for being Mr. Upbeat and Positive.
Yeah. Positivity.
Whoa.
I think Dead Rising 3 might be fun. I don't know. I haven't played it yet, but it looks like fun. So I'm going to play that today.
Can we get a Debbie down for this podcast?
What?
I said, can we get a Debbie Downer for the podcast?
Oh, yes. Dennis.
Yes. Well, I don't want Dennis. No. Dennis, let Dennis be on his other podcast.
Yeah.
He said, then he goes off on his Toy Mac Kanye rant.
Or the Amazing Spider-Man rant.
The Amazing Spider-Man.
So James posted a... yesterday he posted this song by The Smiths. I think it was called... That Joke Isn't Funny Anymore. And I commented and said, this is the song that reminds me of Dennis's rants on The Amazing Spider-Man. And Dennis said, uncool. So great.
Oh, well.
So what can we look out for in the near future for Nintendo? Dennis, I mean, Jess. It was called
Don't Jennifer. Ever call me. Look, if Dennis is listening to this, Dennis, you're great and wonderful. We enjoy you, but I don't want to be you.
Yeah, so, yeah, yesterday on Benign, we were talking about our favorite movies and games of the year so far, and his favorite game of the year so far is Super Smash Bros., and it hasn't even come out yet.
That's great.
He will not go an episode without just constantly ranting about Smash Bros. That's the only game he cares about right now. So, what's
well,
the only
a good game,
you
care about.
What's the only game you care about, Jess, right now? Only one. You can only care about one game.
I can only care about
and
one.
And it has to be on a Nintendo platform.
Wow, we're just narrowing it down left and right, aren't we?
Yes.
Smash Brothers, I would say I'm really excited for. I mean, it doesn't come out for a little while.
Yeah.
But that's an exciting title.
Yeah. And how about you, Savani?
One. Sure.
What
game are you looking forward to this year? The most out of Nintendo platform stuff.
Pokemon.
Yeah. Mine would be my first choice would be Sunset Overdrive on Wii U. Because we know it's gonna happen. Rise is coming to PC now. And let's see. Captain Toad looks adorable. So,
it is pretty cute.
Yeah, but I think it was delayed until 2015 now. So
no, it's coming out in November here in the States.
Is it? Was it delayed for
Europe only got delayed.
Oh, okay, cool. Cool, so
it got delayed
Europe.
Till January. Yeah, up yours.
Yeah. And, you know, I guess Bayonetta 2 would be my game this year. I don't even know if I'm going to like it. Because I haven't played the first one, but, you know.
I think it's genius of Nintendo to include the first game into it.
Oh, definitely. That's something that BioWare should have done. Hear me, Jess? This is something you should have done. With Mass Effect on Wii U, I don't want to play just 3, because my progress doesn't carry over from the first 2 games, as I've heard.
For
what? So I guess I have to play it on PS3. Mass Effect.
You know, that's just a negativity people want to say about the Wii U.
Yeah?
I play it on Wii U all the time, Mass Effect 3.
Oh, I know, but I would rather have all 3 games on Wii U.
I would, too. Yeah. And why EA didn't do that, I don't know.
I don't know either.
EA's kind of retarded like that.
Yeah. Can't wait to get EA access, guys.
Well,
it's going to be a Wii U exclusive soon enough.
Yep, soon enough.
It's funny, someone actually did comment on that.
I
forgot where it was at. They're like, why don't they bring this to Wii U? And I just remember laughing hysterically. I'm like, really? Why did they not bring EA access to Wii U?
Because there aren't any EA games. The same reason they're not bringing it to Vita.
It's like, I love people that comment sometimes on these Nintendo-only websites. They have, like, the stupidest of logic. Then you look at, like, why
aren't they bringing it to Game Boy Advance?
Like, even somebody on N4G was like, why isn't The Last of Us coming on to Wii U? And I just remember staring at that comment, like, a year and a half ago and going, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Seriously, I think it was like an IGN article and someone made that comment. They're like, oh, is it going to be multi-platform? No.
Why isn't Pokemon coming to my PlayStation 4?
Why am I unable to make Mario Kart 8 work on my Xbox?
I put the disc in. Is it upside down? Is it scratched? I'll never understand the internet. A fish played Pokemon yesterday.
That was so stupid. Did you watch
it? Great. I loved it. So I watched him save his progress. But he was in the house. He was in the original house for 150 hours.
Watch it.
He never left.
That's horrible.
I think he left and came back. That's fish for you.
I tuned in and watched it at work for like 5 minutes. I'm like, I can't watch this. This is too stupid.
I was watching it while we were recording Benign yesterday. It was interesting.
Gabe, do you have an opinion on this? Hang on. The fish is doing something.
Yeah. So I think it's about time we close up the podcast. We've been recording for 40 minutes now. It's our 30 to 40 minute podcast. And I'm going to give my Twitter handle, which is @TheGabeCarry. You know, I'm pretty big now. Sumo Digital's following me.
Oh, my.
It's the only big name following me on Twitter. And I wasn't even following them, so it was weird. I don't know where that came from. Anyway, Jess, what's your Twitter handle?
Mine is @NintendoOfAmerica. You can tweet that all you want, but I will never reply to you. No, mine's @BuzzJman.
And what is yours, Savani, again?
AKA_Savani.
AKA. So,
Akka Savani. That's a weird one.
Akka.
What? No, Akka? It's like AKA, like also known as.
I just like to read things literally when I look at people's names.
Jess, I think I just heard your motorcycle in the background. Someone's stealing it.
That would be the other person that lives with me.
Oh, okay.
Actually, it's just being stolen. We're recording it while theft is happening.
Grand Theft Auto is happening in real life. See you next time on Bitendo. Thank you.